I'm in studio now with Stephen O'Donnell. Stephen, how are you getting on? Thanks so much for calling in.
No problem, Greg. Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you. I might move this in this direction, if that's okay.
Sure.
Right. You were an early entrant into the defective blocks scheme. Was this scheme one that you signed up to, the 90-10, or the one that followed?
No, I started off in the 90-10, and then I got moved onto the enhanced scheme then, after a period of time.
All right, so you were an early mover back in 2020?
2020, we started the operation where we got tested and stuff like that at that point. About probably due to the testing, it created some cracks inside the house. And in June 2021, we had to kind of move out on safety grounds. It just was getting a bit chancy, just where one of the cracks where there was a steel beam that was holding bison slabs and everything. We had to kind of just get out of there and engage with the scheme. I mean, after we kind of got the quotations, we realised there's a colossal shortfall, as everybody remembers, on back in the 90-10 scheme. So we felt we're paying rent. We're going to have to do something here anyway. So we got ourselves moving anyway, and we had a lot of paperwork. Now, I would be fairly used to paperwork. You're putting it in, you're getting a lot of further information back again. It kept going on. The cycle was going on, getting very, very frustrating. You know, but again, it was new to everybody, so you had to kind of tolerate it a wee bit. So as this was going on, we had a quotation done, but the cost of both product and labour was going through the roof at the time. It was huge. So we got started.
This was really kind of the time the war in Ukraine started as well, so concrete and everything else was
on a weekly basis nearly, you know. You go down and you get a price for something, they tell you this price is for 10 days. Mm. After that, we don't know. So we eventually got going. We started in October 22, and we were fully completed on the 31st of January 24. And we received our final payment from the enhanced scheme around mid to late March 2024 is when we received it. So when we were finished, we were above the cap, and we'd paid about 25,000 in rent, which we hadn't got back as well, you know.
So you didn't get the 15,000 euro contribution to the rent?
No, because we're over the cap anyway, it was irrelevant.
Of course, because that comes out of the 420.
That comes out of the
420.
Yeah. It wasn't a rebuild cost.
Yeah, I get you.
And one of the other frustrations, I suppose, as well, was we paid 7,000 in
testing
mm-hmm. at the very start. While now, if you go onto the scheme and you get the full, you get 420. The test now is costing approximately $600-700.
And that's just for the initial visual and after that.
Yeah.
So before we get into the figures, was it a full demolition?
Full demo, yeah.
Did you take out the foundations?
Yeah.
Okay, so whatever was there before, it's gone.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you notice anything did your builder notice anything in the removal of the foundations?
It was, be honest with you, there was no consistency there. It was hit and miss. Some parts of the blocks, because my house is on a slope, some parts of the blocks came apart like Weetabix. Mm-hmm. Other parts, you need the rock hammer.
Wow.
There was no logic to it at all.
And were there any trends with prevailing winds and anything that you noticed?
Not particularly, no. Okay. We would be liable to get a lot of wind on one side. The big one for us that actually created most of the cracks was we pumped the cavity in 2015. Mm. And, you know, Semtex would have done the same job.
Yeah.
It absolutely sent it wild, you know, after that.
And the moisture can carry to the internal blocks then as well.
I've
heard.
Yeah, and once we had that core sample done, we had a bay window, and the core sample was taken inside the bay window. There was a crack appeared that day, and then by the time it accelerated, by the time we moved out of the house, which is the one that we were really wary of, you put your fingers on it then, like, you know, that was within 6 months.
Right, so you're 42,000 over the cap. Is that including the 25, or is the 25 rent
25
in addition
on top of that.
All right, so just in terms of building 42K over. So where does that leave you? And what were you trying to sort of do during the process? You must have seen this coming, like your bank, the housing authority. I don't know. What was your process going through?
So we realised, obviously, fairly early, even though we're the 420, we were still going to be short. So we were trying to access money. So all through the process, I was in contact with my bank to see, was there anything set up, you know, regarding anybody with defective blocks. And they kept informing me as it went along, there's a team getting set up, there's a team getting set up. This went on to close to the end. So by the end, They had nothing there. We had to go to the credit union. We went to credit union. We borrowed 50,000 at the credit union to get us finished, to get, you know, everybody as paid as best as we could. And then after that, there was something in place then from the AIB. I went back to them then and asked them. I
said, it was a specific product for any top-up required for their customers in this process.
So it was at a, from what I've been told, it's at a lower rate than the, you know, that the credit union would be charging me. But when I went and asked the AIB about it, they says, you're finished, so you don't qualify for this loan. Even though the loan that I took out was to finish the house, they says, you don't qualify, sorry. That's it. End of story. End of engagement.
So one of the hopes you would have had, I suppose, was this 10% lift, which really I don't think applies to anyone at this point. But you would have perhaps had some hope if it applied to you that in some way you could claw this back and maybe write down the credit union loan. But because of the dates that are involved in that, you're not going to qualify for the update. So again, this is a tale of being punished for being an early mover. Effectively, you missed out on the testing. You've missed out on a more attractive product, perhaps with the AIB, and now you find that the 10% increase in the cap in the scheme will not. You don't qualify retrospectively for it. You're in no man's land.
Yeah, well, when you, I don't know if you would call us an early mover or whatever you want to call it. When this 10% was announced anyway, there was no word of a date or anything like that. So then this date appeared. Now, I've tried to get some statistics on it, which is really kind of the plea that I kind of have. So what I've been told is that there was, at this date that they declared, there was 43 houses totally finished, remediated.
You're one of those.
Of the 43 houses, 20 of them were an option two, an outer leaf remediation. And of the 23 that are remaining, only 9 are over the 420 cap.
Okay.
So there actually is only 9 people involved.
And you've missed this by 2 months, effectively, 2 months and a bit.
Missed it by 2 months, or if you go by the payment, I've missed it by 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You know.
And given the small amount, it wouldn't take a massive expansion of the retrospective element of this to catch those 9 houses.
No, well, like if all 9 houses were the full 10% over, it comes to 378,000. But a couple of people have contacted me since who were finished before that date, and they weren't anywhere near the 42,000. So at the minute that stands, there is 3 of us I know of. There's 6 other people out there, which is kind of what I'm looking for. The 6 people out there. So the cost, at a max at the minute, is 318,000. That's if everybody was at the 40.
But obviously you can't find out people's information because of privacy reasons and stuff. So are you sort of trying to gather together an early movers group to try and get some sort of a campaign going?
Well, not a campaign. I'd like the numbers. Yeah. If I'm going to put an appeal in to the housing minister, it could be on deaf ears.
I think it's going to be an appeal. It's going to be more of a campaign than an appeal because they would have gone through all of this.
They've gone through it. Now, from what I've been informed, is this will come in. The date is there. It's going to be legislated, the date. So it's going to be an amendment. And whether they sign off on an amendment, and we've seen in the past, like the pretty cold way that they dealt with the amendments in the past. You know, they just...
And in a way, though, if you were to get the extra 10%, I mean, it wouldn't fix everything and the scheme wouldn't be perfect, but you could argue it was a scheme that, for the most part, worked for you.
It would to an extent. See, but
I know there's bits. I know there's the rent, you know, and you're not going to, everything's not going to be clawed back. I know that. No. But I mean, you know, for the most part, you know, if you could meet much of the extra loan that you had to get. And I know, of course, you have been putting your own money in here and there. But, you know, it would show that the scheme's not terrible for you. No. You know what I mean?
Not.
So it would be in the government's advantage, I think, to widen this.
That's been the case in a lot of cases, I think, throughout the whole process. They've come close to having something great, and then it's just like they put the devil in the detail, which just wipes the feet from under you.
The one thing I haven't heard an explanation for is the cut-off date, the retrospective cut-off date being March 2024.
So what I've been informed is that is a year since the enhanced scheme became active, and they're saying it has to happen on a yearly basis. But nobody at any time mentioned that this date would happen. I'm not saying, I could have delayed the end of the house. We were rushing like mad to get into it.
That's where it starts getting frustrating. You couldn't see which way the wind was blowing.
No, you couldn't see.
Because you would really, if the truth be told, if you weren't to use hindsight, you would have had to have waited in excess of a year.
Aye.
It's not till March, because you wouldn't have known that March date until such time as it was announced. So, I mean, that's not doable.
And it's the minimal amount of people that this is affecting. And it could be a case that they're thinking, listen, there's only 9 of them. They're not going to make that much noise. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, and even from some of the fellas I've been talking to, they'd kind of had made their peace with it. But, you know, I've kind of started a fire a wee bit in them now.
Why leave
because
that
they're
money
saying,
on the table,
like, you know? Why should we do this here? You know, that makes a very little difference to the government.
Well, it's going to be a many billion scheme. So
yeah.
if it turns out to be under 400 to catch everyone effectively, that's chicken feed in the wider scale of things.
That's to them, but it's a lot to us.
But
it's
also possible that you are just an oversight and maybe, you know, with the right correspondence, it might be addressed. TDs, local councillors, are they on board? Are they going to?
I've informed them anyway. I just wanted to get a full picture, if I could, before I really go at it. So, like, I mean, if anybody out there knows of someone who was finished prior to that date,
March 24.
A lot of people have been in contact with me post that to say they haven't got the 10%, and I understand that that's frustrating. It isn't on board yet. And all the rest, but at least they have hope.
Yeah,
currently,
exactly.
We have none.
They're entitled to it, whether they've received it or not.
Haven't received
question.
It, yeah.
How were the stage payments for you?
Stage payments were not too bad because I was early. Probably the council didn't have that big of a workload. The final one was the one that was.
And just finally, because I don't have much time left, sure. Stephen, if people say, right, I'm in that situation too, and they want to contact you, what's the best way to do so? We'll retain your info here if they want to give us a buzz.
Yeah, absolutely. If you want to give us a buzz, you can thing me. Contact using, you can pass on the numbers. I have no problem. Time is of the essence. I know there's a meeting again on the 20th of this month, so time is of the essence.